Everybody's got their pandemic songs. I don't know why. You think we would have left them behind, but this one's still true, so I play it. It's the new normal, when the normal you knew is gone. Had to close down the formal, with the informal clothes we had on. We wore out a welcome, we wear it so well. We tore out the seldom scenes and a spell. And I'm dying to tell them stories lived to tell. I'm going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. Getting to you. Said we got what it takes, but what it takes never got the joke. So we put on the brakes, but the brakes that we put on were broke. Out on a mind trip that's ran out of road, I blow by the exits out of control. No cure for the homesick or sick of home. Going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. Getting to you. You're staying in. No, I'm going out. You're staying in. I'm going. You're staying in. No, I'm going out. You're staying in. I'm going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. I'm going out of my mind. All the changing. The locks, but the locks, they don't change the key. So I turn back the clocks, but the clocks turn their backs on me. Hold on steady, the horse and the cart. I'm rolled out and ready for the show to start. The radio petty sings the hardest part. I'm going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. Going out of my mind. Getting to getting to you. Getting to you.
Thank you very much.
Someone out to Miles, too. How about Miles and Kelly and everybody here at the Music Box having music? Thanks to Andrew on the sound. A couple weeks ago, I played this place called Chicago Street Pub in Joliet, Illinois. And I know Miles and Kelly played there last week, celebrating 20 years of being in business, which is pretty amazing for anybody.
First time I played Chicago Street Pub, I was opening for a band called Backyard Tire Fire. They had two gigs in one day. And they were like, hey, can you go to this place called Chicago Street Pub in Joliet and just kind of stall until we get there to our second gig? And I was like, yeah, I can do that. And so I started playing there all the time. I couldn't afford to live in Chicago, so I'd have to go play Joliet like a couple times every month to pay my bills. And I started noticing every time I would go to Joliet, I would drive through Romeoville. And being a poet and a writer, I always thought, wow, that's crazy. Joliet and Romeoville are next to each other. So I started asking the locals. I was like, what's that all about? And they're like, oh my God, I never even noticed that. I'm like, how could you not notice that Joliet and Romeoville are next to each other? I was like, these are the things I live for. This is like my life, you know? They're like, we never even noticed that. I've lived here my whole life. I was like, what's wrong with you people? So I had to go do some research, which is Google. And it turns out there was a little spat. There was Joliet, but it was Juliet at the time. And so the town over, which I think it was called Joliet, but it was Juliet. And so the next town over, they're like, we're gonna name ourselves Romeo. And then Juliet was like, well, we're changing our name to Joliet. And then Romeo was like, well, we're changing our name to Romeoville. And I was like, just like a mattress, I have to write a song about this. So when I wrote this song, I was thinking about Backyard Tire Fire, but unfortunately, I was listening to too much Billy Strings. And not unfortunately, it's just unfortunate for me and you guys that sometimes I think I can actually do what he does.